G'day everybody and welcome back to the Hardball Gets AFL show. This week it is the mailbag out of round one. If you want to submit your questions, go to Instagram at HardballGetsAFL or send them to HardballGets@wanews.com.au. All right, let's get stuck in. My name's Nick Rinn, joined by Xavier Ellis and Ryan Daniels. Gentlemen, mailbag edition for round one. It still feels weird. Like, that is the one. I didn't mind opening round. What was it called? Round zero?
Opening round.
But now calling it round one now is when it gets weird. Just a bit.
I think those four games will just kind of be lost in time and will just be awkward till round six or seven. But, We're now into the real stuff.
There's two problems with that. One of it is just saying round one is weird. The other one is the ladder and everything is off.
Yeah, well, last night, for instance, at the end of each round, normally for Sunday night on the news, we'll do a ladder. And I said to Anna, I'm not even going to do one.
Nah.
It's uneven. Yeah. Look, it doesn't make any sense.
It's unusual that the buys start now. Like, Carlton are legs up. Brisbane are legs up.
Yeah, it's weird.
Two teams that hit the buy in very different
mindsets. I reckon
mindsets.
Brisbane would be hanging for that buy. We need a reset. Questions. We got a lot of them, and they're good.
All right. Do you want to start?
I don't have a sheet because you stole mine. So.
Okay. I will do the reading of the questions.
No, that's all right. There's the news reader. Let him
fire. Yeah, you say the questions.
All right. This is a good one. Matty Chapman to start. Email sent in via email. Is it mostly emails? Is it Instagram? How are we getting them, Josh?
Mostly Insta. At Hardball Gets AFL, if you haven't followed yet.
Old school email ones. Matty Chapman. He's got two questions.
WANews.com.au.
The first one. What footy media jobs would each panellist choose if they had the pick of the litter? So any of the media jobs in footy, maybe pick a person who, you know, not just one job, because everyone does multiple jobs.
Who would be the ideal?
Whose life in the footy media would you want the most?
Yeah, okay.
We're talking pay packet.
You go first.
Well, I think Brayshaw has the gig.
Yeah.
There's no serious stuff with news or anything like that. I mean, there is talking footy, which is a little bit on the serious
side. He's sensible on seven.
He can be sensible on seven. He calls footy at the big games, guaranteed a grand final gig, and then he could be on Triple M and have a good laugh, do the rub.
Yeah.
I reckon that is the gig. That is the gig.
Yeah, JB's the dream, but if you had to pinpoint it down to one
specific
angle
job
of the media, yeah.
No, I think it's calling footy on seven for grand finals on Friday night. I think that's the one.
I'm radio.
Radio
is fun.
I love it.
Are you JB radio?
So do you want the role you've already got?
No, I'd love to be more JB host and stuff. When you get older or whatnot.
Really?
No, you know, like when you get older and you're in your months.
Does JB know that he's coming for the gig?
I don't know. Maybe he does. Does JB care that he's coming for the gig?
That's just unbelievable. Like, radio's more my style.
Yeah. So you're thinking like an afternoon show like that, do the footy on the weekend, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, do a footy show on radio and then call a game.
What about you, Nick?
I reckon mine's changed over the years. Like, it would have been something more public facing, but now I'm thinking, like, you know, Gary O'Keefe, sort of.
Gary O'Keefe runs footy for Channel 7, basically. So you like to be the man behind the scenes.
I find it hard now to be involved in stuff I can't, like, tinker with.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know, I just like changing stuff.
All right, there you go. They're pretty three very good gigs.
Yeah.
Okay, number two. Does Nick think the recent hooning event in Logan will harm its bid for an AFL licence? Now, he's given some background here. Queensland police are trying to identify several men after three police cars were damaged at what they called a large hooning event on Saturday south of Brisbane. Officers were called to Bourke Street in Waterford West, Logan, at about 2 p.m. after a crowd of around 350 people began to gather on the road, police said in a statement. Now, is that the whole town, 350 people?
Gil's not sending anyone to Logan with that behaviour.
They call that a large hooning event. I call that Saturday afternoon.
I was going to say, isn't that just a
just
normal day?
You have that in the car park before the game, and that's a bit of extra entertainment for the locals.
I know why the police came, because they were concerned that there was only 350 people there. Normally there's twice that many in Logan.
They also could do all their parole check-ins in the one spot.
What's it called before the college? Tailgating.
Actually,
that's just pre-game tailgating.
You just got to build a good car park next to the stadium.
All right, JC, another emailer. Pod fan since day one. Thank you very much, JC. Suns fan since VFL season. I followed Suns from here in Boston, USA, and after last week's excuse train letting Richmond off after the full-on belting they got, what do you say after another hard-fought win in the wet? Rhino, here's a stat. I don't know what's for me.
Gold Coast
have conceded three goals in the first halves of their opening two games of the season, which is the first time that's been done since West Coast in 1991. Lukosius, Rosas, Tuk-Tuk, Anderson, Flanders, Ainsworth, Fiorini, all dominant. Time to take Dimmer's new side for real, Zave.
Yeah.
Wow. You between the
eyes. I went unders this year because I was just sick of all the hype around the Gold Coast every year. Yep. I didn't really look at the team. I was just like, the history tells me they're going to do no good.
Yeah.
It was wet and dewy up there.
But that's what we've said. They have to own those games.
Yeah. No, but in terms of goals. You know,
I think JC is saying that they're not getting enough credit.
They probably aren't. They probably aren't. Adelaide, as we said, Richmond I don't think is a benchmark, but I think Adelaide are.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're two good wins.
Beat Adelaide. You beat the Adelaides of the world, you make the finals.
If they can go to Ballarat and beat the Doggies this week.
Let's go to Ballarat.
Yeah.
Ballarat. Going from the Gold Coast to Ballarat in a week. He's at the middle of a very complicated Venn diagram there. Follows the Suns, lives in Boston.
Yeah.
Listened to Hardball Get since the start.
He's probably the only one in that space, I would have thought.
We're number one rated podcast, AFL podcast in Boston.
Huge in Boston.
Yeah, huge.
Massive.
Sounds like radio ratings.
I heard Larry Bird listens.
Didn't
Larry Bird live in Indiana?
When he's in town, he's always listening. Sean Jasper from Instagram, this one. No shit, I've just... oh, this is good. I've just heard the old intro song on a Lego ad. Some big hitters wanted that jingle.
Yeah,
Josh,
can
you give us an update on the song?
Yeah, we've been. This has been a big topic.
It's a work in progress. I'm listening to everyone.
Have we at least got a quote? Have we got a quote yet?
Is it true that Lego have pinched the song? Is that accurate?
They were after us.
Lego.
Lego and Hardball Get's going to go at it.
Where are they? Finland.
Do you know what's going to happen here? He's going to reveal that he's the new spokesperson for the Lego.
Yeah, this is it. People will hear the song. It's like the entrance music at the wrestling when people hear it.
Yes.
Sean, if you see it again, can you record it and send it to us?
Yeah,
because I'd love to see
this. This must have been the one. Sometimes it's on a different catch-up service that I watch for dating-related reality television.
Oh, you would watch that show.
What do you watch?
You are a mess. Mate. You're a mess.
You watch Maths.
I watch Maths.
You are gross.
I love Maths.
You're gross. Show.
Yeah, honestly, that's what, mate. It's the lowest point
of society, which is where you belong.
And there's a bloke on there these days who's just, it looks a bit like you, to be honest.
Who's that?
He's a battler. Kendrick Hatton, old song, please. The new one has no oomph to get you up and about on a Monday arvo here on the East Coast.
Strong feedback.
We definitely agree, Kendrick. Josh is on it. There's a lot of pressure on Josh now.
Yeah.
Jaden Today. G'day, gents. Question for you all. Which Today?
Tadai, I reckon.
Tadai? Today.
Let us know, Jaden.
Today. G'day, gents. Question for all of you. Which scenario would you prefer? Will Ashcroft, Tom Duday and Connor McKenna all in the team, or just Kitty Coleman?
Like it.
For Brisbane fans, I'm thinking they'll be okay. Thoughts?
No, you'd rather Ashcroft, Duday and McKenna.
I mean, that's three players.
Yeah.
I mean,
but like, if the next, who's the next three in? Let's say, who would you replace them with on the field?
No, but they're good players. Ashcroft, I think we probably didn't give enough credit to in the end what
strong
he was doing
year.
Last year.
Is he back mid-year?
It would be something.
Yeah.
And Duday, who's a leader, he's going to help them out.
I'm going to save that.
But that's not a position they're short on.
I'm going to save that next one to last. It's good. Evan Lurie. So the mail is Chad Warner to Freo. I hate you.
I don't know how that mail got out.
Also, Sheldrick has a broken finger, hence why he was not picked last week.
Oh, right. There you go.
He's clarifying.
Appreciate
for
that.
Sheldrick. No, okay, so the Chad Warner stuff.
I never said a name. I never said a club. Or maybe I said a club, but I never...
Well, for anyone who's been listening to the podcast.
Jeez, it wasn't hard to join the dots.
2 weeks ago, I accidentally said something.
Did we cut that out?
We cut it out.
And then last week, this idiot, he leans back into it. And
soft launch. It's called a soft launch.
So at least we could claim it if it happens.
Yeah. I've heard this. I know where you heard it. Can I just clarify?
This is not to be edited out?
No, you can leave this in. It's time. I don't think this is going to happen, but...
They have a dip.
There's conversations, of course. Any player that's that good that is interstate, the WA clubs would be insane to not have on a big board somewhere.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, until he signs an extension, he's on a board somewhere, and both clubs.
You said a little bit more last time. The version was a little bit more than this.
Both clubs would absolutely love to have him.
Yeah.
So, of course, there's going to be talk. Mm. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but
give me a percentage.
For which club?
No, just return to WA.
I don't know, 25.
Oh, right. Shoot, that's higher than I thought.
Get piss off. It's not, I didn't say 75. 25.
No, I get the 12. I would have thought 3. Well, 25, I love that.
Did Freo get linked to Goulden as one of the early ones to have a dip?
That's surprising. Geez, that'd be good to have Errol in Perth.
I think most people
would. Imagine if Chad and Goulden came.
Package deal.
Sydney's going to let either of those things happen. Put it that way. They're a smart club. They'll sign them up.
Well, they have to win the flag. Some people like to. Yeah, they've done
Tom
enough.
Roker, new song is Pants. Is Pants bad?
Shit, I think
Pants, yeah.
Pants is bad.
You've been Pants?
You guys are out of your minds. Tuukka and Noah are all Australian standard and Rao did Gaz level stuff. Dusty is a free agent, lad. Suns will get him on a Tom Brady contract. A lot of Suns fans. I love the Suns fans.
We have a strong base.
I reckon,
there.
You know why we're the number one Suns podcast? Because no one else talks about him.
And we talk about him a lot.
Well, this was the whole point of the 2-minute warning. We cover every club. Mm-hmm. So it's an equal opportunity podcast.
So it's Tuukka. What's the comment around Tuukka?
Tuukka and Noah are all Australian standard and Rao did Gaz level stuff.
Probably not.
So basically, last week we said none of them were A graders.
Our term of the A grade is very different, though.
Yes.
Our term is there's 10 A graders in the comp, not 40.
But we do agree that Rao could get there. We do.
No.
I think today me and Nick said that.
Into
the top 10 players
in
the comp?
Well, we think there's another level.
The best inside midfielder.
I'm saying he's there, but he's shown enough to say, if I do this every game, I'm there.
Mm.
No?
Still taking some wrong.
Thomas is going to have some more feedback for you. Probably. And here's the last one. Now, this is long. Settle in.
This is great. So
grab yourself a drink. James Russell. Hey, boys. Question for you all. How do you guys watch the footy when your missus wants to watch a movie or something she wants to watch? If I had to guess, I feel like Nick puts the fam first and will put footy aside, watching whatever anyone else wants to watch, and will check the scores after he's tucked the kids in bed, done the dishes and put the nightcap on and snuffed his scented candle for the night, almost likely having forgotten there was a game on in the first place and having watched no footy over the weekend. Is that fair?
Look, I reckon he's about 75% there.
I reckon Ryan will check the scores and stats every 30 minutes or so, maybe during any boring movie scenes. He needs to be on top of it with semi-regular score checks. Plus, if the family see him with his phone in hand, then they know there might be a Kit Kat on the menu. He's not far off there either.
Have you served yourself a Kit Kat this year?
I should have a couple.
Would you?
Yeah, I would have a couple, I would have thought. He's not far off there either. But it's probably more that if the games are on, it's probably more like every 20 minutes,
right,
I reckon. Yeah, but my missus hates it.
Yeah.
Oh, the comment literally the other day. Oh, great, footy's back. You're on the phone all the time. I'm like, okay. Yeah, I'll just take that feedback. Thank you. Yeah. Zave, however.
But I must say, too, and this is just love advice because I'm the love doctor.
Mm.
Just get on your phone as many times as you want early in a relationship when footy season's on.
Set the tone.
And then you set the tone.
Yeah, true.
They're numb to it by the end.
Zave, however, is a... That's why you're sleeping on the couch.
Yeah.
Zave, however, is a dirty little degenerate and will secretly watch the game on his phone during his wife's favourite movie. His phone will be tucked into the couch cushion or hidden behind the bag of Cheetos on his lap just enough so he can still have one eye on the game. But from M's point of view, he looks to be fully invested in the movie. He will also use the excuse of his IBS to go take regular 30-minute poo breaks so he can squeeze a quarter of footy in, basically doing anything in his power to see his same game multi fall 12, short 12 out of the 15 legs. Anyway, hope I'm close with my guesses. If you have any tips for me, as someone who used to watch almost every game and now I'm down to about 2 a week, if I'm lucky. I reckon he's pretty spot on there.
Close. My game style at home is the night's time is footy on TV. So there's no option. Option of movie,
really?
No option.
You own the TV.
Yeah, I own. So because I'm a very busy dad in terms of...
You're hands-on.
Very hands-on, and I love it and appreciate it. So Monday, Tuesday, every weekday I am
primary carer.
Pickups, lunches, dinners, all that stuff.
Heavy load.
So come football time, M does bedtimes.
Right.
So often that's me getting the footy on. I watch it in delay, mute channels. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday-ish at times, that's a night to watch a TV show. We're watching, is it Dharma with the funny glasses at the moment, the murderer?
Oh, Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, we're watching that at the moment.
That's a good watch.
So that's perfect time for that to slip on.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But then don't come knocking on the door when a footage game's about to start, because that's not my job.
So Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights, you have domain over the TV.
Yep.
No questions asked.
Nope.
There been any, not, ever any pushback?
Never.
Never any pushback.
Ever.
Now, we will say on the West Coast.
She loves reading books.
The games
too.
Are over pretty early, too, here. So
no, I watch them on record and get them on at like 6:37.
Oh, so you're, yeah. you're yeah, even pushing it back. Yeah. So she's reading a book, you're watching the footy.
Yeah.
On
yeah,
the couches next to each other?
She'll come out and sit on the couch for a bit,
yeah.
talk a bit of naan.
Yeah, okay.
And then, yeah, she'll go to bed. And,
okay. Well, it's a good setup.
But then I get up the next morning,
yep.
on weekend mornings, mm. bang, I'm straight up.
Oh, yeah.
You're into it.
5:30, I'm up. Every hour I do before 8 o'clock with the kids, so Em sleeps to 8:39, whatever she wants. Every hour I do is worth two.
Is that right?
From midday
you have
onwards.
A system. You have so, a scoring system.
So if you Em, if you want me to, if you want to sleep in and I'm up at 5:30 with the kids, and then you want to roll out at 8:30 after sleeping
that's
3 hours
hour
longer,
gap.
Don't come to the sporty because I'm going.
Gotcha. I don't mind. So you have a tally, or is it just known?
Just no. I don't. Yeah, I don't even ask. To go. It's just an expectation. That
she
I'll
knows.
Pop down to the sporty for an hour or two.
She knows
because she sleeps in.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just
a, I like that.
Yeah,
that is the key. The key is to give up all non-footy days in the evenings. Don't even try and have a say in what you're watching, I would say.
Is that just why you watch whatever. Maps?
Well, no, but I also like maps. So.
Luckily, like, we're in a good patch at the moment. No, yeah. We've got that episode of Maps.
Yeah.
There's
a blockbuster on tonight, Nick.
Are you kidding me? It's a bloody dinner party.
No, yeah, Justin Shanks with
say,
the,
yeah,
Matilda. It's going to be on. It's
yeah,
great.
Yeah. You're right. Blockbuster.
Haven't been any cheating scandals yet so far.
Haven't there?
Not this season.
No, they'll come.
Oh, no. There was someone saw an ex.
They'll come.
It's good. It's good programming. When you're done watching Channel 7 for the evening. This has been the Hardball Gets AFL show. Thanks for sending in all your questions. If you want to get involved next week, at Hardball Gets AFL on Instagram or Hardball Gets AFL at wanews.com.au. See you next time.